Good morning. Anybody here?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Dan from Little Rock, Washington.
Hey, Dan. Welcome back. Are you the same person who was on months ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Who was getting foot massages while we were doing our call?
Was what?
Getting foot massages? Maybe not. Are you a student?
Nope. Dan Burrington.
Okay, somebody else. Welcome to the call. Have you done the calls before?
Oh, yeah. Who's this, Ruth?
This is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Okay.
I guess Char is still gone, so I guess I'm nominated again.
Okay.
How long have you been doing the advanced lifestyle?
Oh, since it started, I guess.
Were you on the original lifestyle also?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have an easy time or a hard time transitioning?
I would say easy.
Good. Wow.
My wife's having a little...
Well, it should be the other way around. Usually the guys are the meat and potato ones.
Yeah, well, I've had it after reading all the books and everything. I'm going to embrace this thing and try to do it full time and just part time.
Great. So, what are you eating that's making it easy for you?
All the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the grains. And
are you trying to get rid of some pounds, or are you happy with your weight?
No, I lost, since the advanced lifestyle, I've lost, let's see, 22 pounds. And since the original, it's 89 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you find that the weight is coming off easier or harder with the advanced?
I really haven't noticed. Well, the first 20 pounds come off good. Now I've just kind of hit a plateau.
Okay.
But then I've got, you know, off and on and get off of it and backslide a little bit get right back on, so.
And what kind of problems is your wife having? Can we help her with that?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to her.
Does she want to be on the call, or is she just listening?
She's getting ready to go to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if she has any questions that you can ask us, we can certainly address them. Let's see who else is on the call.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Who else do we have? This is Mary. Hi. Wasn't killing, I don't think, but they certainly predicted it.
Oh.
Who else is here?
Bonita.
Hi, Bonita. How are you?
I'm on mute most of the time, so. Doing okay.
Good. Who else?
Bonnie from Minnesota.
Bonnie, hi. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. Good.
Who else is on? Okay, well, I'm going to start with the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle call for those who may be listening for the first time. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell and most are utilizing cutting-edge products made available by Niken. In the China study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful or beneficial, that you pass the number and the time on to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. And thank you for participating, those of you who do and will. Okay. Anyone have any challenges over the weekend that we can address? Okay. A lot of our favorite holidays coming up on Wednesday. Anyone want to just Halloween? How are you dealing with treats for the trick-or-treaters? Okay. Years ago, I learned if I keep the candy in the trunk of my car, it helps. And I went on a rampage, and I said, I'm not giving out candy. Why should I support unhealthy habits for children? My husband had a fit and went and bought candy. Anyone have any tricks that we can do so that we aren't tempted? And, I don't know, it's certainly a kid's holiday, but the adults kind of get into it, too. Well, we've got a very talkative group today. You're making it much harder for me, guys.
This is Jordan down in California.
Yes.
I live out in a very rural spot.
Uh-huh.
And there is never any trick-or-treaters.
Oh, so that makes it easier for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when we moved here 3 years ago, we're at the end of a cul-de-sac, and there is, one guy down here with us, and he's never home, so he obviously never has his light on either. But it's far for a kid, and my husband doesn't understand this because I was always the one who took the kids out. He stayed home and passed his candy out. But, you know, kids who are up the street a little bit and see one lone light are not going to come down here. And my husband, the first year, was so disappointed because the other house, they always had a ton of kids. And every year, he still insists that we get candy, and he just prays that one lone soul will venture down here. And I don't know, we'll see what happens Wednesday.
Well, Nancy, this is Maddie. I just got on. I'm listening to your story. And I stopped giving out candy years ago. I prefer quarters or half a dollars and give each one to the big kids or the little one, pick out a couple, because, number one, a lot of the parents don't particularly like the kids to have the candy, I even give out McDonald's gift certificates.
Uh-huh.
You get the $5 ones, and this way, if they don't use it, you can have it yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big gift. There was just an article in our paper, Mally's Candy is here. It's a local, I don't know if they ship other parts of the country, but it's a very big candy company here. And they interviewed the owner, who is like third-generation family, and more than a page and a half of the newspaper. And he gave out the full-size candy bars a number of years ago. And, of course, the first year he had like 10 or 15 kids. Well, word got out. And he was bombarded with 150 kids every year, but he enjoyed doing it, you know, the full.
That's not the Dove bars, is it? The Dove bars? I want a candy and an ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever kind he's giving out. And he also just started giving his higher-up employees the same kind of candy to give out to their trick-or-treaters. But, you know, coins were always exciting for our kids. And my husband just won't do that. And I agree with you, Maddie. But, you know.
Well, you can go to McDonald's or Burger King, any of those places, mm-hmm. and get, they have the gift certificate.
Sure.
That you buy them $5, you can open them, give them the whole thing. Well, you don't want to do $5 a person, but you open them up and give them, whatever it is, a dollar. You know, a dollar for fries or hamburgers, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they're going to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of candy, that's for sure, but.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I can't
even
see it.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else have any other suggestions or challenges with the holiday?
Okay.
I was going to say, I just hide in the basement.
I like that idea.
my husband wouldn't go for that.
So we don't give it out either. Kathy, the lights, the house is dark.
Oh.
Pumpkins outside.
Uh-huh.
And we don't hear the bell for normal people, so you know we're not going to hear the trick-or-treaters.
We'll
probably come upstairs to the third floor, put the TV on, and watch something, and hope we don't get, what do they call that? My husband's always worried about somebody putting white stuff all over the bars.
I've seen when they wrap the house in toilet paper.
Well, that too, but so far we've been very fortunate.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is Margaret in Tennessee. Before we moved to Chicago, we had bunches and bunches of kids and gave away all sorts of candy. But now that I'm in a condo, not many people can come.
Uh-huh.
So what? And if I buy candy, I eat it myself.
Yep.
So, I won't say that I'll not come. I always buy what I buy.
If you're going to buy, you're right. You better buy what you like.
Actually, you're better buying what you don't like because then people won't buy you. What I do
well, you'll see. You'll learn to like it.
There is definitely candy out there that I would not waste my calories on, and sometimes I will do that, you know, and it may be something my husband likes that I don't, but it doesn't call, and we've talked about this before, Maddie, if it's in the house, it calls, and if it's something I don't like, it really does not call me.
My sister is on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm going to
have those now, and give them, and since I don't have very few, I give maybe quarters, maybe a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And I have apples. I know I eat the apples, and I like the apples, too.
One thing with the apples, years ago, I remember hearing people were putting pins in apples.
And razor blades.
Yes,
I remember that, too.
Something that would want a child to take and throw away. So, yeah.
But I already have, the ones that come to see me know me now.
For sure.
I don't have any strangers.
Right. Go ahead, Matt.
Years ago, my sister was on a program called Everything I Eat Will Make Dinner. She paid hundreds of dollars for this. And everything she eats was supposed to turn like, taste like burn something or other. She ended up, as I was saying, liking to burn whatever it was.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Hello? I think she got cut off. Anybody else there?
Yeah.
Or am I by myself? Yes. I guess she got disconnected somehow in the middle of a sentence. That sounds like an interesting diet. Anyone else have any insight or thoughts about Halloween?
No, I thought I'd go look for some of the little fancy eraser deals that go on the ends of pencils or something like that. I haven't gone and checked anything out yet. So.
I have done that one time. One year I bought some, I forget what it was, fancy pencils or, yeah. And my husband wasn't happy. And he loves the holiday, but he gets involved with the kids. But, he wasn't happy with that idea. But,
oh, well. A main street here, and we don't have any little neighbor kids around anymore. They've all grown up in here. So, but we get other kids cruising, the older ones.
Right. Those are the ones who really, yeah. I remember one year when my big kids were little, they were just getting ready to go out, and somebody, a big kid rang the doorbell. And then, trick-or-treating, my son had a bowl of candy. He said, here, take what you want, and he sure did. That was the end of that ball.
Right.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. Anybody know whether green cabbage or red cabbage is better for us? Which one is better?
I think I would say that the red cabbage was. I don't know anything, they are talking about the dark colors.
Yeah, somebody asked me this, and I forget whether it was my husband or somebody recently, and on the Real Age website, I get their tip of the day, and it says the color of cabbage, which color sauerkraut, they had a sauerkraut recipe, should you make for Oktoberfest, the extra flavonoids in red cabbage, 28 times more flavonoids than green cabbage.
Right.
Wow, amazing, 28 times more. But then it goes on to say, eating a diverse diet that includes 5 servings of vegetables a day can make your real age as much as 4 years younger. Then they went on to say that you can also pickle red cabbage, I don't know about that, but like the cruciferous cousins, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and kale, cabbage is high in flavonoids to protect against cellular damage and aging. That's why it's touted as a lung cancer thwarter, a brain booster, and a prostate cancer stopper. Wow. Yeah. It's finding the same antioxidants in berries, grapes, red wine, plums, and red onions. Cabbage is the 6th in the list of 10 of the most nutritious veggies. Anyone have any idea what the other 9 might be?
I don't know, Nancy, about that, but I'm already looking like I'm 40. I don't want to look 36.
Well, that's too bad.
I remember 35. I remember 35. I guess is what you think the other 9 vegetables are that are so nutritious for us.
I would imagine they'd be in the green category, like spinach.
I would think
carrots. I would even say carrots, yeah.
Carrots is not one.
Carrots is not one. I would say they won't be in that green leafy.
Oh, carrots is one. I'm sorry, it is carrots. I'm sorry.
Carrots, okay. How about kale?
No. A broccoli. No. Tomato should go in there, No? No?
Not tomatoes. Oranges.
All these fruits are
veggies.
Veggies first.
Just veggies. Okay.
Yeah. Asparagus. No.
Green beans.
Broccoli, yes. The broccoli.
Broccoli. Yeah, whoever said that.
And celery, both. Yes.
What about the cauliflower? The broccoli said the cauliflower has to be in.
No, it's not.
Not?
The 9 runners up to broccoli were spinach, yellow onion, red pepper, carrots, cabbage, it does not discern them, potatoes, lettuce, and I'm sure it's a good lettuce, obviously, celery, and cucumbers. Red peppers actually beat out broccoli in terms of having the highest levels of antioxidants. So red peppers, and I know that, we just picked all the green peppers, unfortunately, from the garden, because it was just a frost. So, what about the most popular fruits? Now, we're talking most popular here. Rather than most with the most phytochemicals and most antioxidants. What do you think that those are?
I would say apples, oranges, grapes.
Oranges, yes.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit, yes.
What else?
Red grapes. Apples.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cranberries was number one. I thought it would be pomegranate, and they didn't even list the pomegranate.
What about the blueberries?
I'm surprised that they don't have blueberries. Okay.
No raspberries? Do you have any berries?
No.
Like strawberries?
No.
No berries? No berries.
Strawberry, yes.
Oh, strawberries, yeah.
Yeah.
What about nectarines, cantaloupe? I'm just saying the ones I like.
Peach. Not
peach. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Peach instead of the nectarine. I like the nectarine better.
So they have cranberries at the top, followed by apples, red grapes, strawberries, peaches, lemons, pears, banana, orange, grapefruit, and pineapple.
Oh.
And then they said, scientists aren't ranking veggies just to satisfy their curiosity, by the way. They're contemplating a bioactivity index for dietary cancer prevention to help grocery shoppers quickly spot the fruits and veggies that have the biggest health benefits. So, just some information.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Most of those are not even seasonal. I mean, in the wintertime, you can still get a lot of those that you were just mentioning.
Uh-huh.
Which is a good thing.
Sure. Another thing I read, though, is I got in the mail from this, I forget the name of it, but I've gotten before, and it's Where Does Your Food Come From? Did we talk about this last week?
No.
I wanted to think they brought up was, you know, the idea of shipping, and you want to buy produce, especially as close to home as you can, because of wasting the energy to ship food across the country from other countries even. In fact, I have a cousin who lives on a big island of Hawaii, and he makes honey there. And when I talked to him last month, he said, you know, he's getting everything is definitely poisoned on it. Totally. He's huge on that. And he makes a honey that is only available, the kind of honey he makes from him, from Hawaii, because of the flowers and the bees there. And he said he's getting to the point where he's rethinking about shipping honey to the mainland because of the energy that's being wasted, the glasses and the fuel to ship it here. And is that how he wants to go ecologically? So it was an interesting conversation. It opened my eyes. But the article that I read was saying, number one, I think it's 2% of our meats, and maybe vegetables too, I don't remember, the FDA, that it has food and drugs. Yeah, 2%. And that's what's coming in from other countries. And other countries do not test their food like we do. So what are we eating, especially imported? You know, it really made me stop and think, what am I putting in my body?
you're pretty in bulk. That's it.
Well, you know, especially in the winter when we have fewer and fewer fruits and veggies available in this country, I like grapes invariably come from Chile. And I very often think, you know, am I better off not eating grapes? Or are they safe enough to eat from Chile? Or you know, even mangoes come from some place, and I think it might be Mexico. But, you know, a lot of the fruits and veggies come from at least some of the other countries south of the border.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not giving up grapes.
Since you're gone again.
I'm not giving up grapes. They can come from Chile. They can come from wherever. I'm eating them. I love them.
Yeah, my daughter just got me black seedless grapes.
Right. They're the most delicious, and I think they're the ones fattening because they're the most sugar.
They're big ones. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just something to think about when we're eating.
But I tell you, over the weekend, I had the most amazing, wonderful weekend. Last night, I went to see Jerry Black. He's the Gita with the Gita from Dick Clark, American Bandstand, back in 1957. And, well, they had sausage and peppers. Most of the things were Italian. Sausage and peppers, meatballs, spaghetti, hoagies. My sister and I discussed this the other day. Back in my day, they called them heroes. They didn't call them hoagies. They called them Subways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went to the young woman who was standing there like a soldier, and I said, I don't eat this. I'm a vegetarian. So she said, she'll call over the manager. So she did. And so I laid up nothing. So finally, I approached the manager myself, and I said to him, I paid my $35, sending me the tools, just like everybody else, and I cannot eat this. What can you do for me? He went back into the kitchen, made my husband and I the most delicious salad and fruit. We had oranges, made up huge oranges, cut up, you know, in four pieces, and we had grapes. Now we sit at the table, everybody's looking at us. But it was so good, and it was so delicious. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed Jerry Blavis. We enjoyed the music. It was just the most perfect evening.
Mm-hmm. Wow. If you ask them what you want,
ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't ask. The answer's always no.
We also went out for dinner with another couple Saturday night, and there were two pasta choices on the menu. One said with prawns, and I figured, okay, this is the least of two evils. I'll take the prawns home, and either my husband or my son that was coming the next day would eat them. And then I saw the one underneath it as he was taking the menu from me. I said, wait, what's this? And it was very busy Saturday night. I don't know whether it was because of Halloween or whatever, but he said, I'll get back to you. Now, lo and behold, he never did. And he put the order in for the one with the prawns. And I, you know, the other couple were with, she was aghast that he never got back to it. It was really not, he was very frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what came to me? Not only did it have prawns, but it had, I finally got his attention again after he put it down. I said, what is all this? There were scallops in there and clams and the whole menu. And I said, wasn't it just supposed to be prawns? I said, that's all I saw on the menu. Well, he finally brought me over a menu, and I said, I'm a vegetarian. I cannot eat this. I said, if it was just prawns, I would have been thinking. So I said, what was the other pasta thing that I tried to get your attention for? And you idiot.
By the time, he is an idiot.
Would you like the other one? And they showed it to me. I said, that would be fine. It'll be 5 minutes. Well, 15 or 20 minutes later, when everybody else was finished eating, my dinner finally came. It was just talking about asking for what you want. And it was just
right.
If and when we ever go back to that restaurant, we certainly will make sure we do not get them. And then when we're paying the bill, oh, Mr. Cousin, thank you. You know, have a good weekend.
I hope you only pay him 10%. That I do. I take care of that myself. My husband is a big tipper.
Mm-hmm.
But when they only act right, I said, okay, I'll treat you, honey, because I'm going to show them exactly how I feel in the tip.
Well, yeah, so, apparently it was busy, but if you can't be a little bit pleasant about it. And then we heard him from people next to us, and that was my favorite couple. And he didn't even know who they were.
Right.
It was just not a pleasant time, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyone have
I'm fine, though, with a vegetarian. Being a vegetarian, though, I have come to the conclusion that it's going to take time when you go into a restaurant to order.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into my slow, talking to my four-year-old mode, you know, very deliberately so that they can understand. Slow everything down, and I seem to be doing pretty good with it.
Well, I have
because
seen
so fast.
Yeah, I have not seen the second choice of pasta, and I knew that was the only thing I could order on there.
Well, you probably could have pasta with some tomato seed. Everybody get something like that. You know what I'm saying? And what in it?
Veggies on it.
And you know, what I'm saying is, though, every little pasta dishes, you could have had that crumb taken out of it and just had it plain.
That's all it was. It was. In fact, there were even clumps of lobster in the
you could have had it plain. No lobster.
Right.
No,
people was in. I thought it was just fun, and I was just
right.
At home. No, it was not. Yeah.
Well,
I know it is fun.
Fun with a shrimp.
Oh.
Large, delicious
and
shrimp.
They weren't even there's so few things that they were had. You know, sure, I'll take that home. If that's all.
Right.
I did not do the other seafood.
Mm-hmm.
It was not listed on my list. They didn't need to do anything else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So those scallops, yeah.
And I don't know, changes all their soups that have had something, I'm trying to think of what it was. The corn chowder has something in it. I don't know what it is.
It's usually in that.
Usually. Well, it's something that he asked them to please not bring that to him. And they do. I don't know if they, personally, I think they're fishing around in it. They're not doing something special like he thinks they're doing. I think they're just giving what they've got, just minus whatever is in there. But when he comes, it looks exactly the way he's ordered it.
Good.
I don't say anything because I like the place, and if he felt that he couldn't get it, then he wouldn't want to go anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, eating something a little bit, we talked about this before, too. Once in a while, is not going to really kill you.
Right. That's the 5% of last night.
Right.
He had the sausage and pepper somewhere he didn't know it was sausage.
Mm.
I said, what do you think it was? I said, that's sausage and pepper.
He was lying to us.
Right, come trying to tell me he didn't know what sausage and pepper. Now, everybody knows what sausage and peppers look like. He knew it was not soy in there.
But then they bring up soy because I looked yesterday in the grocery store for the soy crumbled stuff that I put in my chili. I could not find it. I don't know if they're not carrying it anymore. But it was certainly, I did not see it with the other, like they have the hamburgers, soy hamburgers, but not the bags of crumbled stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I may end up making my chili without any of that, which is peas and tomatoes. Maybe.
Which I love that.
You know, it works. But I was wondering, could you just get the salad, the firm soy, and break it up? Package and then crumble it.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I don't know whether they're both as processed or not. This is a good question. I would have to compare the labels, and I was not intending to buy very much of it at all, just to have a little bit in each, you know, in my pan. Because I really am trying to stay away from a lot of processed foods.
Nancy, do you have the meat canteens?
Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I do not.
Well, I told you guys before, when I make chili or soup, I make four huge pans, one of which is the weekend pan, but the other three are not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you find a difference in the taste or texture or look of the one in the weekend pan?
No, not really. Not when I'm making super chili. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just mentally think that it's probably more nutritious because I'm using the electrons, but then I end up mixing them all together when I'm freezing them. So hopefully I'm getting a little bit more nutrition in each container.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone have any questions or concerns as we approach the end of the half hour?
Is Monty on the call? Somebody is going to talk about the
Oh, yeah.
That's a bunch of people.
the research on that. Marty, are you here? I still am taking mine with my counseling, just because I have all along. But I'm hoping to hear the official one of these days on that.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And she said that.
Yeah.
And, I haven't been anyhow because I need to have my oxygen right by my bed. And then I have my calcium downstairs with my regular vitamins, so I usually take them.
So you're taking the oxygen not with food?
I take it right before I go to bed. It's right here by my bed. That's the only way I know I will not miss it altogether.
Because I thought you're supposed to take it with food.
Well, I have some food, I'm sure, left over in there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Darlene again. This is, I'm reading on the packet of the osteoden.
Uh-huh.
It was saying that here you can recommend that osteoden and a calcium supplement should both be taken on a regular basis to help ensure strong, healthy bones. But it doesn't say, you know,
to do it together. Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I thought, I am on the positive. When it first came out, Ruth mentioned on one of the calls that she was taking them together, so I figured, you know, who else but Ruth would know the best way.
Right, that's why I think.
And so that's why I started doing it that way. But, you know, Bob Richards should know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, guys. Hopefully somebody will do the research and get back to us with an official aha.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, I'm going to send, I'm trying to remember to send Monty an email and see if he has gotten the research down, because he's so good with doing that. And if I get an answer by him, I'll let you know.
Nancy has a question.
Sure.
Do you remember how much protein our breeding scientist has? Does somebody send one, what percent of
I know that I've heard for years now that you could legitimately live on your jade.
Yeah, the jade in the water.
Yeah. Now, it does not say anything on the jar about protein, but I remember hearing that when it first came out, that this is the one food. And also, I don't know the answer to your question. But also, I have recently heard people who have, like, they can't eat wheat and all those other things. My mind isn't blank. Thank you. Who are gluten sensitive? You can eat the jade green vines because they are from a different part of the plant. That does not affect that sensitivity. So, we do have a friend who has. That's the name of the disease.
Can we ask?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
What did you do that?
Celiac.
Oh.
We have a friend who is celiac. And when he was first diagnosed, which took a long time to find, yeah, I can remember telling his wife, you know, it's just like a diabetic. You have to start learning how to choose his food so differently. But once you get into the realm of it, you know, it'll be easier. And it has gotten easier for them. But, you know, he can't even eat something if you are grilling, say you're, for lack of, you know, our old way of thinking, if you're grilling a steak on the grill and there was bread on the grill first, he might have a reaction to that. So it was a different way for them to learn how to think about food. I know, and he's Italian, so you can imagine pasta. He has to find other ways that pasta is made. So it's more of a challenge to be devout to eat, but they do. So the jade is okay for those people, but I don't know how much protein is in there. And now that we're eating the way we are, from my understanding of all of this is that most people eat too much protein anyway, and that it really is not much of a consideration, because if we eat a rounded diet, meaning many different things throughout the day of the week, we will have enough protein for our bodies.
Anyway, it goes back to getting the variety. And I think I mentioned recently that one of the reasons I had, since we switched to it, I had stopped taking the fruit and veggie capsules. And then one day when I was breathing within them, I thought, you know, I'm not getting these things in my daily or even sometimes weekly menu. And so I started taking one of each again.
So. I went to a bridal shower last night, and they had a meal of chicken. It was very fancy. They had that sort in it and all of the stuff. And then they had a rice, a golden colored rice, and then they had a salad. So I ate it, and I got sick on the way home.
Oh my gosh.
I had to stop at a McDonald's.
Oh no.
I got so sick so fast.
Wow.
I was just amazed because I thought, well, I'd be able to tolerate a little bit of chicken, you know, uh-huh. Or a little bit of golden there. And I obviously couldn't.
Wow.
Well, at least your body was attuned enough to get rid of it immediately.
Yeah, it did. Wow, I was just amazed. But I think it's only happened to me once before in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been eating this way, this vegan way, so almost totally, not always, but vegetarian
uh-huh.
for, you know, for 3 months at least.
Oh, congratulations. Did it just start?
It's been about 3 months now, you know, as long as it's all within something.
What month was that?
Let's see. Is it July or something? July, August, September?
Yeah, I started a month after you.
August?
I started August 4th or 5th myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you find that you had now, has your skin changed? I found that my skin has changed.
Better or worse?
It's soft. It's very, very soft. It's to the point like when I used to have my children. When I had my two children, my skin after I had them, it was so soft as if, geez, you could really do some weight here because it wasn't tough and, you know, hardened. It was like the weight should be able to fall off. And I think that's the best time when you have a child afterwards to just, you know, tends to, the body is ready for it to get back in shape if you exercise it and do what you're supposed to do with it. And I find with this particular program, the same thing is happening again. I look at my skin is so soft, and it's like it's ready to become toned, you know?
Do you think that has anything to do with just being at the end of summer?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Mine's silky, too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another word. Thank you for that word.
Uh-huh. And is this all over your body, or...?
It's all over from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing, mm-hmm. but it's a different thing. You know, it's a
mm-hmm.
difference
mm-hmm.
how the body is reacting to these, to the different antioxidants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to just quickly read the closing paragraph. I want to thank all of our Clever Study Group for your time commitment to the program. Also to all the people who are on the call today, whether you spoke up or not, but I really appreciate the ones who spoke up. It made this tell me more interesting. If you have any questions or comments, go back to the person who put you on the call or come back on the call again and address your questions so that you can get the answers that you need. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Nancy, I want to thank you because you have certainly done a wonderful job. It feels like you've been doing them almost every day and making them very, very interesting. And thank you very much for your time and your expertise.
I appreciate your time and your participation, Maddie.